Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email anytime, day or night, to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org. You can join our discussion board there. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and you can visit the NPR shop for Wait Wait swag. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Tom Smith from Richmond, Kentucky.
Hey, how are things in Richmond?
Oh, things have been pretty wild this week.
Really? How so? What is wild in Richmond?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the most distinguished graduates of our local university lost his job in Thailand. He was forcibly retired from his job by some tanks in Bangkok.
Really? So Prime Minister, what's his name?
Thaksin Shinawatra.
He attended college in Richmond, Kentucky?
He got his master's degree in criminal justice from Eastern Kentucky University.
Then he should have seen this coming.
Well.
So did the university community take a side in the coup?
Yes. They are very definitely behind the ousted prime minister.
Oh, of course. You can imagine, you know.
Well, that was some party they had down there, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow, I had no idea.
Plus, we had the two grandmas who were on trial in federal court for tax evasion. They allegedly scammed cash from the charitable bingo games.
It is just it's a den of iniquity down there in Richmond, Kentucky.
Well, shoot, we've only touched the surface because...
Oh, go on.
Oh, you can't wait. Wait, let me tell you about
this one. Please.
We had a local Social Security fellow who was arrested for bigamy, believe it or not. He worked for the Social Security office.
Was it the two grandmas?
No, but they're really worrying about where the benefits are going to go when they come time.
You got to get out of there before something bad happens to you or you're deposed or something.
Well, I did, really. I retired as a prosecutor down here.
Oh.
You were a prosecutor?
Apparently you were overworked.
Exactly. Thomas, welcome to our show. Now, although it'll be dull for someone with an exciting life like you have, Carl Castle will nonetheless read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each of them. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Ready to go.
All right, here is your first limerick.
What's that thing our spaceship did snag? It's plastic and flaps like a flag. It says, thank you for shopping. Now my jaw's dropping. A slow, drifting pink plastic
bag.
Right.
Jeez.
Very good. The landing of the space shuttle Atlantis was delayed after astronauts noticed a strange object floating right in their orbit. Everybody immediately went on high alert. What could it be? A loose bit of foam or tile from the ship? A vermicious canid? No. After much speculation, shuttle program manager Wayne Hale made a statement, quote, while we have not definitively put this interesting little picture to bed, there is considerable thought that it is just a plastic bag that came from somewhere and got loose, proving once and for all that space is pretty much like the street in front of your house.
So wait, it got loose from a ship?
I don't know.
Because you ever see anything blow way high up in the sky and you think, I wonder how far that's going to go? Now you're supposed to think, well, I hope that doesn't delay a spaceship landing.
Yeah, if it's just a little plastic bag, how did it get out in space?
Was a lot of astronauts like to pick up a few things before they leave town.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Charlie Tuna is still in a shock. That shark leaned against a big rock. I leapt and I wept when I saw how he stepped. Some sharks are now learning to...
walk.
Yes, walk. Prey fish of the world, better start working on your next evolutionary breakthrough because scientists in Indonesia have discovered two new types of shark that are able to stroll around on the ocean floor on their fins. They do this, scientists say, mainly because of the significant cardio benefits. All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
You thought he was gone. We say, hell no. We've still got a lot more to sell, bro. The red giggling monster is never a gonster. It's been 10 years of tickle me.
Elmo!
Yes! You say that like you know him. Did he do something bad in Richmond, too?
Oh, no, he just tickles me to death.
He does. There's a new Elmo toy in town. He's not just laughing anymore. The new TMX Elmo. That's Tickle Me Extreme Elmo. Introduced this week to mark the 10th anniversary of the famous toy. Laughs, falls on his back and side, slapping the floor and kicking his feet in a way that basically defines the term drunken, embarrassing display. Carl, how did Thomas do on our quiz?
Very, very well, Peter. Tom, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing, Thomas, and thanks for all your good work keeping the evil of Richmond, Kentucky from spreading beyond its borders.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.